Thank you for downloading this message from New Horizon AOG Church. We pray that it inspires you to arise and shine.
A few years ago, a man was drowning off the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. But it was okay because he was a Christian. And as he was drowning, he started to pray and say, God, I have faith that you will save me in this situation. Straight after he prayed, a rowing boat came by. And the man in the rowing boat said, oh, let me help you. And the man who was drowning said, no, don't, please don't help me. I've got faith that my God will save me. So the man in the rowing boat continued. The man who was drowning continued to pray, and then a few minutes later, a fishing boat came by. And the captain of the fishing boat said, do you want some help? And the guy said, no, I don't need any help. I believe my God's going to save me. So the fishing boat went by. The man continued to pray, and then a huge cruise ship came by, and the captain spotted him and said, excuse me, do you want help? He said, no, it's okay. I'm a Christian. My God can save me. Finally, a helicopter went by, threw a rope to the man and said, can we help you? And the man said, no, it's okay. I'm praying. My God will save me. Later, the man drowns and dies. And he gets to heaven. And when he gets to heaven, he says this to Jesus. He says, excuse me, Jesus, I've got a bone to pick with you. Because when I was drowning, I was praying to you, and I believe that you would save me. And Jesus said this, well, it's interesting you've said that because I sent a rowing boat to save you. I sent a fishing boat to save you. I sent a cruise ship to save you. And I even sent a helicopter to save you. And Jesus said this to him, what was you expecting? Yeah? This morning, I want to set the scene by these verses that we're going to look at this morning. If we can get these on the screen, that will be fantastic. Proverbs says this. It's different to what I've got here, but okay. Wisdom is supreme, or don't forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her as she watches over you. The beginning of wisdom is this. You ready, church? Get wisdom. Though it costs you all you have, get understanding. Yes? And I want to share to you, maybe it's your first time in church, or it's maybe you've been in church and you've been following God a long time. This morning, at God's heart is that we need to be a people that get wisdom. You see, we live in a generation that get academia, get intelligence. And don't get me wrong, intelligence is important, but you can be very intelligent and have no wisdom because there's a difference, yes? And so this morning, God wants us to, one thing in our lives, to get wisdom. Though it costs everything we have, get wisdom. And I'm believing that God's going to do something in this place this morning that your life can change, because you're going to say, do you know what, in my life, it's not all about getting intelligence, especially if you're a young person, and the pressure on, and don't get me wrong, we need to excel in intelligence, but we also need to excel in wisdom. Yeah? In wisdom. In Job 32, verse 8, if it's on the screen, it says this, but it is the Spirit of Almighty God that comes to us and gives us wisdom. I'm just believing as we're sharing the word to you this morning that God is going to breathe on your life, and he will breathe wisdom into our lives that will help us navigate our lives. Let's give God a big round of applause. He's good. So looking at this subject, I'm just going to share a few readings. I'm going to be doing some teaching this morning from the Bible. And I'm really praying it's going to be beneficial for your life. Luke 12, verses 16 to 22. And Jesus told this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What should I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store up my surplus. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool." Wow. "This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God." Proverbs 12, verse 15 says this: "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man, a wise person, is he who listens to counsel." Proverbs 24, last verse, verse 6, to frame the message: "For by wise guidance you wage war, and in abundance of counselors." In the abundance of counselors, listen, church, there is victory. Amen? Are you glad you came to church? Are you glad you came to church? So what I want to talk on, I'll be talking about it next week. So if you enjoy today, then make sure you come next Sunday. So I want to speak for the remainder of our time is this. It's a huge subject, but I want to talk about building a life of counsel. Building a life of counsel. If you want your life to succeed, and my heart as your pastor is I want you to be successful. I want you to be blessed. Yes? I want you to be blessed in every area of your life. But scripture teaches us very clearly that in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. Yeah? That's why I love the local church, because right now I'm in the abundance of counselors. There is wisdom. And if we're going to see success and victory in our lives, yes, we need to build a life that is abundant with counselors. Stay with me, church. Stay with me. It's a big subject, but it's going to impact your life. Building a life of counsel. Counsel means building a life of advice, guidance, consultation, and instruction. Yeah? And I've entitled it Building a Life of Counsel, because I've realized this: counsel just does not arrive and advice sometimes into your life. Yes? The Bible talks about the wise man who built his house upon a rock. This is the truth, church, is that God provides the rock, but we've still got to build the house. Yeah? You see, we live in a generation where they want God to provide the rock and they want God to build the house. I want to say it doesn't work like that, because God wants us to take personal responsibility for our lives, yes? That we are not a product just of our past. It's making a decision that God this morning is providing a rock for you, and we've got to build a life of counsel which calls us to action, yes? And in my life, I've always had to press in very hard to continue in my life to build a life of counsel, because in the abundance of counsel, there is victory this morning. There's victory. So I'm calling you to action. And you've got to say, you've got to rise up and say, right, I have got to build this into my life, because it's going to change it. Amen? It doesn't just happen. So we're going to look at some points about how we build a life of counsel, because in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. Today's generation, this is a massive, massive subject, which we've got to start talking about. My first point that I want to talk about regarding building a life of counsel is this. And some of you may know this, some of you may not know this, and if you don't know this, it's going to absolutely blow your mind. The first point is this, I've got some good news for us. On building a life of counsel, that we serve a God of counsel. We serve a God of counsel. There's no one like our God, church. There's no one like our God. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says this, and we know it well, for unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. He's talking about God. And the government will be on his shoulders. Everyone say amen for that. Amen. Yeah? Don't worry about the government. Pray for it, absolutely. But don't worry about it, because the Bible says that the government is on his shoulders. Come on, let's give God some round of applause. Yeah? The future's on his shoulders. The destiny of mankind is on his shoulders. Come on. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And this morning I've got some good news that right now God, our God, is not just a counselor, but he is a wonderful counselor. Amen. He's not just, we believe he is the Prince of Peace, he's the Almighty God, he is the Father. He's the Everlasting Father, he's a Mighty God. But let's not forget, church, that he's also a wonderful counselor. He's a wonderful counselor. Come on. He's a wonderful advice giver. He's a wonderful instructor. Hallelujah. Are you glad you came to church? I am. I got blessed so much just doing this. Proverbs 19 verse 21 says, many plans are in a man's heart, which is true. But the counsel of the Lord will stand. You might get advice from many different places, but when the Lord speaks, the counsel of the Lord will stand. Hallelujah. You're awesome in this place, God. You see, is anyone struggling today? Is anyone struggling? I want to say this, I want to encourage you that we've got a wonderful counselor. Yeah? See, the reason why I believe that God can restore people's lives in the community and maybe in this place, because we serve a God, he is a wonderful counselor. There's no one like our God. The reason why tomorrow can be better than today is because we serve a God who's not just an everlasting Father and a mighty God, but he is a wonderful counselor. Hallelujah. There's no one like our God, church. Jesus is awesome. Yes. He's a wonderful counselor. Isaiah 40 verse 29 says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. That's my God. So this morning, I really feel somebody needs to hear that maybe you feel weak. Maybe you just feel a bit like jelly this morning. And what does God? He was a wonderful counselor. What is he going to do in our lives? He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Hang out with God, church. Yeah? Strength will come. Power will come. You see, another issue that people face when it comes to God being our wonderful counselor, and I'm sure we've all said it in our lives, we say, what does God know? What does God know about my situation? What does God know about my past? What does God know about my situation that I'm feeling? You see, it's okay in being a wonderful counselor, but when you go for counsel, yes, because I don't go to certain people for counsel. Yeah, hello? Because I want to know what have you built that gives you permission to give me counsel? Yes? Some people give their opinion. There's a difference between opinion and counsel. And I'll tell you something anyway. Yeah? That's not counsel. And I'll tell you, Pastor, I'll give him. That's not counsel. Yeah? The last thing I'm going to do is bring counsel into your life when you don't want it. Yeah? That's a headache I do not need. Yeah? We're not heavy shepherding. But I want to empower you to build a life of counsel. And we have a church, and we're talking about it, the importance of the local church is unparalleled in society right now because we want to build a house of counsel. Yes? Because we have a fantastic pastoral team and a team and me. You can talk to me about anything. Anything. You see, Andy, this is my situation. But I'm not going to come in. Because I know this, and I've liked to learn this. If I give you my opinion without you inviting it, you don't receive it. So all you opinion givers, stop doing it because it doesn't work. I've learned that the hard way. Ask people to invite them in, to give you counsel. Yeah, I've had to build that into my life because we're talking about building a life of counsel. God just doesn't drop it. From. And we'll talk about next week about this church runs on counsel. It runs on counsel and the importance of counsel. This building was built by counsel. Yes? Because in abundance of counselors, there is victory. Amen. Right, I'm getting a move on. See, nobody understands my situation and what's the credentials of God to be our counsel. It says, therefore, Hebrews 4 verse 14 says, therefore, since we have a great high priest, talking about Jesus, who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess, for we do not have a high priest, we do not have a God church who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. And because of that fact, there, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence that somebody is in heaven right now and his boots hit the floor. He lived on the earth and he was tempted in every way like me and you. He had to deal with the stuff. Yes? Have you been rejected in your life? You read the Bible. Jesus had to deal with rejection. You've been criticized. Jesus had to deal with criticism. Yeah? Temptation. Jesus had to deal with it in the wilderness. Yeah? He was tempted. It freaks you out a little bit when you think of Jesus, but the Bible says he was tempted in every way that Andy Dillnott's been tempted. And so he can empathize with your situation. He's not a far-off God. He's not a God somewhere in the solar system. His boots came on, and so he can associate with your life. There's no one like our God. There's no one like our God, church. God understands you this morning, and he understands your rubbish. And he understands your pain. And he understands your feeling. Yeah? Yet he lived and he didn't sin. So if Jesus mastered it, we follow him. Yeah? Building a life of counsel. In Psalm 106, God's people got into trouble. And why did their lives get into trouble? Because Psalm 106 verse 13 says this. It's talking about God bringing them out of Egypt, rescuing them from the hands of the Egyptians. And it says this, they quickly forgot his works and they did not wait for his counsel. Wow. 15 years in church ministry, how many times have I seen this? God rescues people from their situation. They find salvation. Then there comes a point they forget how he's rescued them. And then God starts speaking to them and say, hey, we don't want to follow you. We don't want your counsel. And then what happens in this scripture? So they forget his works and they don't. The church, are we asking God to counsel us in our lives? They cut God out of their lives. And guess what happened? They got in difficulty again. And they ended up in the same place that they was. Because they didn't inquire of God. They didn't wait for the counsel of God. Amen. You see, counsel's so important because counsel brings wisdom, and wisdom brings knowledge and understanding. And in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, this is what the prophet brings. My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge and understanding. Yeah? Right now, I believe a generation's been destroyed. Yeah. Yes? Yeah. Through wisdom. Without wisdom, they've got no knowledge and understanding. So we looked at it early on in the year, but people in Hosea saying, my life, the nation's in massive problems, and no one knows why. And Hosea has to say, whenever that happens, God raises up men and women of God to speak. And he says, hey, I know why, because you've stepped away from the wonderful counselor. Yes? And when you step away from the wonderful counselor, you don't have understanding and you don't have knowledge. You don't have wisdom to know what to do in your life. The way I see it, that's 21st century world. We've excluded God in every aspect of life. Some parts of our society were built on the foundation of the Word of God and the Scripture. And as we've moved away, people right now are going, and I'm not being political, but are thinking, what is going on? Because we've stepped away from the wonderful counselor, which most institution was built on. And it leaves, we've got people with no understanding, no knowledge, highly educated, no wisdom. Because get wisdom, church. Though it costs you everything you have, get wisdom. Because it will change and save your life. We've got a wonderful counselor. Hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. 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 Build a life of counsel. We got some good news that our God is a God of counsel. When was the last time you went to God for counsel? You know, sometimes we have to go and talk to people, and we're going to talk about that. That's very healthy. I'm not against that, if you need that. But I'm asking you, when did you say, God, about my career, I need some counsel about my marriage, about my kids, about my mortgage, about my finance situation, God. Yes, you're a mighty God. You're a Prince of Peace. You're an everlasting Father. But I need some counsel in my life. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what my purpose is. Remember, church, we serve a God of counsel. You know what made a good king from a bad king when you read Kings 1 and Kings 2? I'll paraphrase it. Please read it. I'm not trying to tell you to save your reading Kings 1 and Kings 2. But everyone was, you know, people who were successful, there's always a little line. And it says, and the king inquired of the Lord. Yeah? Powerful stuff. Kings got in big trouble when they didn't inquire of God. Yeah? I want to invite you this morning in your own lives. Maybe there's areas in your life where you say, God, I need to seek your counsel. Yeah? I need to seek your counsel about this. And don't think, oh, God, don't speak to me. Just seek his counsel. Go for a walk, say, God, I'm not going to say anything or think anything. For me, that's really hard. But just talk. Yeah? I have to find places in my life, Becky knows this, because I'm busy. I've just got to go away for some counsel. Yeah. You need God's counsel, but you also need the impartation of other people's counsel. But we're going to get onto that. Yeah? So it's just not me, you know, just not a lone ranger. But anyway, I'll come on to that. Build a life of counsel. My second point, and then we're done, because I know that everyone's maybe got some dinners or whatever's happening, but I'm preaching this morning. So the first point we've got to remember, we serve a God of a wonderful counselor. My second point is that to build a life of counsel, we've got to do something. And it's something that I've had to do throughout my life. We've got to break the law. Ooh. Stay with me. We've got to break the law of isolation. Of isolation. Isolation is a huge thing in our society right now. Yeah? Because the Bible says that in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. Yeah? Sorry, my preaching notes. Where am I? Oh dear, it's all gone now. Here we go. I'll just ramble on about anything, but I'm on fire, so it'll all be good. Right, let's see what's on fire. Right, here we go. Building, breaking the law of isolation. You see, the first reading we read, you might think, well, Andy, what does that mean about this, about the rich fool? But I want you to catch something. Because if you want to be successful, you've got to break the law of isolation. Because this is what the rich fool, Luke verse 12 says, and Jesus told this parable, the ground of a certain rich man yield abundant harvest. This man's been successful. Yeah? Woo, wouldn't we like a bit of success in our lives? Verse 17 though, because his success became his downfall. He thought to himself, wrong. You're in trouble. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns with no counsel. This is a person who's operating with no counsel. I will do what I want to do. And how dare anyone say no to me? Oof. No. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I'll take down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I'll store my surplus gain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for years. Take it easy and eat and drink. And what did God say? Something like, you fool. Yes. Proverbs 24, verse 6. By wise counsel you wage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. Amen. Oh, I want to live in victory. See, right now we're living in an age where loneliness is an epidemic. We've got a huge job as a church. And this is why the loneliness is we need to battle with loneliness. Because it's an epidemic. Because it's not just about people sat at home with nowhere to go. It goes way beyond that. Because isolation leads to loneliness. Loneliness leads to a lack of counsel. Yeah? Lack of counsel leads to lack of understanding and knowledge and wisdom. And a lack of understanding, knowledge and wisdom, in Hosea says, leads to destruction. That's why we've got to deal with isolation. Yeah? Whenever you stop talking and stop listening, you're in big trouble. Did you hear that? You might, I don't want to talk about my life. I'm not listening to anyone. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm coming to church. You know what? You can live like that. I'm not going to pressure you, but I want to say, if you live like that, you're going to be isolated, and you're not going to end up in you're going to be in trouble. Yeah? In my life, however pain I am, I talk. Yeah? However much pain I am, I listen. Because the abundance of counselors, there is victory. And some of the things in my life, I've got to get to victory in, and I may be defeat. And you may have used a different strategy. I want to ask, how's it going for you? Because I'm preaching Bible. Because the counsel of the Lord will stand. Yeah? What time is it? 5 minutes. Where do I go? So we've got to break isolation. There's a few things that we've got to break. And I'll talk more next week. You see, if we're going to break isolation, there's a few things we've got to break. I've come to tonight. See, I've come this morning because I believe God wants to break things in this church and over your life. You see, God wants to break isolation. right? And I'm going to finish with this, is that God's got to break, to God to break isolation over your life, he's got to break brokenness over your life. Yeah? Don't know if you've ever been broken. He's got to break it. Because this is what happens when we get broken. Is this. You know when people let you down, abandon you, whatever we face in our lives, when we get broken, we live with pain and hurt. Yeah? Maybe at night it's harder for you. It comes to your head. And this is what we say. I'm never going to trust anyone ever again. Yeah? And we live with walls. Yeah? We live with walls. Because I believe this morning the devil, and I'm going to say it how it is, the devil wants to enwall you in. Because the devil is a master wall maker, but my God is a master wall breaker. Come on. Come on. You see, the devil is a master wall maker, but the Bible says our God is a master wall breaker. Because it says, if I can find the jolly thing, it says, hallelujah, Ephesians 2, for he himself is our peace, and he made two groups one and destroyed the barriers, the dividing wall of hostility. Whoa. Woo. It's all going off this morning. Hallelujah. 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 You know, come on. I want to say this morning, God wants to say right now, you've been hurt, you've been pain, and you're there right now. I'm never going to trust anyone. And I want to tell you, the walls that you erect to protect you, God's saying those walls are going to kill you. They're going to kill you. And I've had every right in my life in church to put walls around me and say, I'm not appointing anyone anymore because people's let me down. I'm not going to make relationships anymore. I'm not going to be vulnerable anymore because I've been hurt so much. I want to say those walls that you've set up to protect you, God's saying they will kill you. And as the walls, the devil is a great wall breaker, my God. He is amazing. He is amazing, church. He's amazing because he's a master wall breaker. Hallelujah. And this is what's going to happen in your life. God, this year, God's saying it's time to take your walls down. It's time to take your walls. It's time to start talking. Yeah. It's time to start sharing. It's time to start listening. It's time to say, do you know what? I've got to put that heart. And I believe as you working with God, as you build a ladder of counsel, God's going to take one brick at a time. And this is what's going to happen. God spoke to me. Oh, I just feel the Holy Spirit says, you know, God, the love of God and the compassion of God is going to rush into your life. It's going to rush into your life. And he's going to start to do things in your life. It may freak you out a little bit. Yeah. But God wants to minister to your life. Yeah. And you know, when God starts pouring his love in, you know, I've been in church. You know, some people came to this church in the past and now saying, Andy, I can't come to church. I say, why? Because when I come to church, I just start crying. Something starts happening in my life and I don't know what's happening. I want to say this morning, I want to prophesy of you. If that's you, I want to say, don't freak out. Just sit there. Let God minister to you because he's trying to get your walls down. He's trying to say, get rid of your walls. Get no walls. I have no walls. I try not to. Because isolation will kill you. You know, as a church, talk about this next week, but I want to be a church that is a church of counsel. And if anything this morning you want extra help with, we've got a pastoral team, Lisa Wood. We've got the church leaders. My diary's pretty full, but I always want to meet. So, you know, let's start talking. Let's start listening. because the minute you stop talking and you stop listening, you cannot build a life of counsel. And that's a massive problem, because where there is an abundance of counsel, are you listening to me, young people? Because if you get this, you're going to fly. Yeah? Because this is opposite, because it's all about independence. Yeah? But no, God's built us codependent. Think of a jigsaw. I used to think of a jigsaw as I'm the one that's connecting, yeah? But out of every jigsaw piece, you've got the one that sticks out, and then you've got the bit that carves in. And actually, the bit that sticks out is the only bit that gives me position. What gives that permission is the bit that connects in. Because we're not independent, we're codependent. Codependent on God. And we're codependent on each other. Because if we build counsel in our lives, if we build counsel, and it's hard to break isolation and be vulnerable and start talking, yeah, in the abundance of counsel, there is victory. Right, we're going to bow our heads and close our eyes. Very simple challenge this morning, then we're going to pray. You're sat here and you're thinking, yeah, I'm struggling with walls, Andy, in my life. And I'm going to stand in a minute, and I'm going to say, God, I want you to take some walls down in my life. I've come to the realization that these walls, if they are still here, the walls I've erected to protect me, I know they're going to kill me. And I need your help. I need your help to take away these walls. If that's you, every head bowed and eyes closed, I want you to stand to your feet. I'm going to pray for you. Is there anybody this morning? Anybody this morning? Come on, this is between you and God. God's speaking, he's in the house. Anybody else? Holy Spirit, come. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 15 more seconds. We'll invite the band to come forward. Don't worry if you're studying, you're in the band, just whoever's available. If you stood, I'm just going to ask you to do something. If you're comfortable, just open your arms, your hands to God. And say, God, I don't want these barriers anymore. Help me with your power to take these barriers down. I recognize today that the devil's a great wall builder. But I believe that you are a master wall breaker. And Lord, I pray in the power of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost that every wall in this church will come down in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray, come and take away the walls of the enemy. Lord, I pray right now, joy would come where there's no joy. Peace would come where there's no peace. Life would come where there's no life. Lord, I pray that today we'll start a process as you start to take out different bricks, different facets. Lord, these people are saying, God, I give you permission to come into my life and do a work in me. Because in the multitude of counselors, there is victory. Oh Lord, I just pray victory over their lives. I prophesy victory and breakthrough and change and restoration over their lives. Bless them all the days of their lives.
We hope that you've enjoyed this message. For any more information or to download our weekly podcast, please go to www.newhorizonchurch.org.uk.